You go to. You go to your place. You do the quarter. And you notice a small bundle off in the corner of your room. Off in the corner of your room. Like, as soon as you open the door, something in the living room. In the corner. Shaking.
Servant! Go poke that thing.
So, like, a fireplace poker nearby? I don't want to get close to it.
That's probably a fireplace.
Alright, I'm going to grab that, stand it back. Poke.
You notice a head pop out into your familiar friend, Modi.
Modine, my friend.
But he's a little warfare. One of his ears a little nicked, and there's a little blood in his face. Sad. How you doing? Everything fine?
Apparently.
Fantastic. We have an issue.
So yes. I see.
See my how do I say this? Five men came to my place.
That's what their five men other went.
Ah.
What?
Nothing.
Never mind, go on.
What did they do?
They attacked. I tried to fight them violently. I tried to fight a lot.
Violently?
You know, yeah, yes. I tried to fight them off with my sword skills, but sadly... But I tried to fight them off. I was going to go fight them. Mm-hmm. But all my servants kept going in the way, trying to protect me. Mm-hmm. They weren't pushed in front at all or anything. Mm-hmm. And they told me to run as they were being skewered. And I thought, I'll do the noble thing and run away. And I thought to myself, go to my brother Shasad.
He'll
protect me.
And lead your daggers to me.
No, see, the thing is, like,
I'm sure the attackers are distracted looting the gorgeous pieces of art that were in his parlor.
The worst thing, they didn't even care. They were cutting them up, just looking for some. They were looking for what I gave you.
Mm.
They kept screaming at me, trying to grab him. But I told them I didn't have it, and you think you're a little pissed off for some odd reason about that. I don't know why. I of course, since we're friends, I didn't tell them right away that you had it. Mm-hmm. Took me at least 5 or 6 seconds of torture.
Right, which I appreciate.
Milliseconds. Basically, it was a very scary knife when I looked at it.
I'm very impressed with the mathematics in Florence. Milliseconds. You've never considered such a thing.
Actually, those Arab movies were that. Actually, no, never mind. Forget I said anything. I don't know enough about history. But anyway.
I don't think we had the metric system anywhere yet.
Okay, we're fine. Six melee. Sorry. They're looking at my place. Like, I assume to make sure alive, but they might be coming here.
They're probably already on the way.
Yeah.
Right, we're moving. You can stay if you like.
Where you move to? Is it running off? He's running. The halfling's running out the door. You see the goblin like following behind, just trying to go. Wait for me!
Right, we're moving. We're going to an inn across town.
Are you going to take the statue that they're looking for?
Of course.
Okay.
Take the statue, and was like, who pause, I take out, rip a piece of paper, and leave it there. It was like, gone fishing. We'll be back and set a date.
Okay.
And,
it's not a good time to go fishing. Such a misadventure.
Mm-hmm. Like, one would assume that I probably have more servants in the house.
Yeah, you have a couple of servants.
All right. I'm going to find my least favorite one.
Don't let it be me.
I haven't done well so far.
You go to one person. His name is Ubaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ubaldo is... He's a relatively good servant. Sometimes gets in trouble. He's not simple-minded, but he's not the smartest person in the world. He tells him to do something. Sometimes he gets it right.
Yeah.
You basically keep him around for jokes.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, Waldo, I'm gonna have some visitors coming by very, very soon. When they arrive,
okay.
I want you to just let them in and just give them whatever they want, free reign of the house.
Really?
If they ask for a specific figurine, you tell them that I took it with me, that I am on a business trip for just a couple of days,
okay.
That I took it with me to have it appraised.
Okay.
And other than that, just tell the rest of the servants that they've got the rest of the night off if they want to go, I don't know, whatever it is the servants do on their time off that's not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that, and just keep a running tally of pretty much everything they have. If they break anything, just let me know so I can present Mr. Esposito with a bill later.
Okay, sure, no problem, I guess.
All right, excellent.
Right. Wait, did you say break things?
They might, they shouldn't. If you can't, stop them. If you can't, like I said, just keep a running tally. I'll present Mr. Esposito with a bill.
Okay, fine. I'll tell them right now.
All right, you're a good man.
Okay.
Let's go.
Soon be a dead man. But,
all right.
And we just go to an inn, you know, somewhere across, and I don't want to be there when the attackers come, because there's more than me.
Anyway,
with it. Cowardice is the better part of business.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you go off to another area, like another side of the city or something like that?
Yeah, side of the city, you know, just rent a room for the night.
Okay. Rent a random room, go to the room, and what are you going to do in there? What are you guys going to do in there?
Well, my main thing is I'm going to, you know, take the time now to look through that document and, you know, just see if I can somehow tie it to, you know, anything tied to that figurine that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, research, basically, as much as I can.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
I want to, is there, like sort of a bar at the front of the inn? I want to hang out down there and kind of keep an eye outside the window to see, to hopefully get an early warning in case it looks like trouble is following us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess I know where the guy lives, so I can scope at his place to make sure they start sending guys out for us. I can follow them from a distance on rooftops.
Worth a shot.
I'm just trying to keep an eye on things so they don't come our way.
Okay. Pretty much.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I found out what they were trying to do. They were told they were to poison Rosie. So Rosie is in trouble. That is probably very important to report about.
Perhaps you should have mentioned that.
I feel that I should have mentioned that, but I was too busy looking for this bad rack.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably should warn her of some ill-conceived attempt on her life.
His life, actually.
Yeah.
Gasparati Rossi is, that's the name. What's his last name?
Rossi is the last name of the man who hosted the party.
A man named Rosie, ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I am foreigner, but I was not born last night.
All right.
In that case, I'm not going anywhere, but I will send out a page with a little written note to Rosie, letting him know where I am.
Okay.
And that I would really, really, it would be in his best interest to come see me very soon.
Okay. No problem. And that's so you're checking out Esposito's place, right?
Yeah.
You go to the area, and I'm going to say that you go there for a few hours, waiting patiently for anything to happen. And you notice that after a few hours, those say five men are rushing back towards the house. And they go into the room, but you don't notice anything else odd about it.
Okay.
Actually, no. What you do also notice is a carriage. Another coach passes by like an hour later. Someone dark. It's dark and you can't really see his face, but someone enters and goes in. And then you hear something that seems like crashing, and then quickly followed by the guy leaving.
Well, as soon as he goes in, I was going to actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is this carriage driver pretty distracted?
Mm-hmm. You don't know for sure. Give me a. You want to stealth up to him or what?
I'm going to try to stealth. Roll under the carriage and
stealth up.
Four of Wands. Nice.
Totally. Very nice. You make it.
Yes.
All right. You stealth up. Turn around. Go to the cabbage. Hold on. All right. And then you notice someone coming back in the carriage and moving off. I want you to give me a toughness. Is there a toughness or strength? Just give me a strength check to see if you can hold on for the entire ride.
I have toughness.
Oh, yeah. Give me a toughness. Of what's your toughness?
Well, I just have martial skill.
Yeah, no, just give me a strength test. That's going to say a fairly long rest. I'm going to say minus one to the roll.
Okay. Ooh, 10 of Wands.
You don't make it. You're about halfway, but it's just too strong. It's just way too long. It's too bumpy, and you just fall off.
Okay, do I have an idea of what? That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Where do I land at least, and where was it heading? So I can say, well, it was going into the rich section of town.
It was going towards the rich section of town.
Crazy driver. All right, so I'm going to leave.
Okay,
going to them.
Okay, and then you're just off to look for trouble. You are after a few hours of reading the trying to get into it into back into your old Hebrew stuff. I almost had you're reading and you realize that it's the account of a old Kabbalah master of the spell master. He's talking about like ancient evil, worse than any monster, worse than any demon, something old and ancient from the ancient times. But basically, like, that it used to...
Oh, Billy. Hold on.
Yeah, it used to be... It used to rule the darkness, but when his holy light shined down, it blew the darkness away, but there's still pockets of the darkness within, and darkness within the stars trying to come back to the world. Yes. And, like, and he talks... And the book, and the thing... The papers also talk about other relics of the Dark One that must be kept and secured, because the taint from the must from it can never truly be destroyed, but can be locked up away.
Interesting.
And like he gives brief descriptions of one, and one of them is the idol. And he talks about also a little bit about like like certain rituals that can unlock the power of the idols and bring the Dark Ones some at least a little bit of Dark Ones powers out for his servants.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gonna want this thing back, and according to this, can't really be destroyed. I mean, I could try and melt it down, but that's probably not a good idea. Well, I suppose I could try and sell it, but my favorite competitor already got taken out of business. Alright. So is there I mean, it's already sealed inside. I'm trying to think if there's any way I can just sort of nullify it somehow, but probably not.
I mean, from what you can tell, like, even though you get a little arcane sense, nothing's leaking out of it. It's just, the arcane sense is whatever's holding it in. So, like, whatever magic is keeping it there is keeping it there.
Right. So, well, the point is, well, whatever we do, we just don't want him to get a hold of this thing. Okay, well, I don't have that many warriors, and this guy's probably going to send these people over. I'm gonna need Rossi's help with this. I think he's the one. I mean, he's got. There's got to be a reason why they wanted him dead and out of the way. So, sure, it's late at night, but I think you'll forgive a visit this late.
Okay.
And our assailants are probably on the way already. So we might as well start moving over to Rossi's.
Okay.
So, having paid for the room for the night, and probably having, therefore, condemned this inn to burning, saddle up or go into Rossi's.
Okay, you head off to Rossi's, and I'm just going to say you're still on the floor. No, you're still waiting at this point. No, wait.
Did you grab Angela, or is she down in...
Well, you'd have to come through the front.
Yeah, come through the door. Yeah, servant, come.
Yeah. So I'm saying at this point is when you fell off the coach. Okay. So you can decide where to go from there.
I do not feel very great. Guess we're going back to the inn.
You go back to the inn. I'm gonna say you're leaving us. He's coming in. He looks like a piece of crap right now. He looks like he could use a rest.
It's like you look like a piece of crap right now. We're off to Rossi's.
What did you just? Yes.
I'll explain on the way. Mount up.
Uppy. Yeah, I get a glare from Angela. That's my job. You will not replace me.
So on the way there, I explained to him the dark ritual meant to unleash ancient powers.
Well, and explained to me, because I wasn't up with
you. Yeah,
I
explained to both of you why it's important that he not get a hold of this idol, since apparently it is a container for dark powers, and apparently if he gets it, he will run a ritual that will release these dark powers.
You said this is just one of the items.
Yes.
There are other items, yes?
Yes.
Could the Rosie have one of these items, which is why they were trying to poison
him? Oh, I'm sorry, something I forgot to add. Like, to do the rituals, you need certain ritual... You need to know the rituals in order to do it. Like, paper... Like, so maybe, like, paper ritual or something like that. So it might be that.
All right.
I should have said that, but yeah, there you go. Okay.
Hmm.
Well, It's possible that the documents that that your friend was trying to protect had all the details for the ritual. As for why they're trying to kill Rosie, I'm not sure yet. That's why we're headed over to find out.
Okay, but I still say perhaps Rosie holds one of the artifacts.
It's quite possible.
Let's just go.
I'm gonna some two coconuts.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's about 3 o'clock.
In the morning.
Yeah.
3 hours. Make it 3 more hours.
All right. You make it to his house, to Rosie's house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, Gaspare's house. And you knock on the door. Out comes a little woman, a little servant, also a halfling. Can I help you?
Yes, I believe you can. Get Rossi, please.
Give me 1 second. Oh, it's Shazad, is it?
Yes, it is.
Please wait inside. Is this? I'll tell him. I'm assuming this is urgent since you're in so late. Yes.
I'm sorry.
This is urgent since you're in so late. Right?
It is ridiculously urgent. Please.
Okay. Yes. Please wait in the waiting room. I'll get him right now.
Right.
It takes him about 30 minutes, and comes just by the Rosie coming. Like, Shazad, what's going on?
You ever seen this before? I pull out the idol.
What is that?
All right, yeah, I've seen this before. So, do you have any reason why anybody would be trying to kill you this week?
What? Oh, what?
All right, listen. You remember Esposito?
Yes.
And you remember his little girlfriend, Mariana?
Yes, they were new people. They came in a while ago, trying to learn the sights and sounds. I invited them to the party to mix and match with the people.
Right, Mariana's dead. Esposito is a servant of dark powers, and they wanted you dead.
What?
It was
my point
confession.
Exactly.
She claimed that the reason that the imp was used as a distraction. They wanted to distract everybody while they poisoned your drink. If not for the servant girl, they would have gotten away with it, and you would be dead, sir.
Little curtsy.
Wait, what happened? How did she die? How did she die?
She was murdered.
By whom?
By the man who attacked her. Listen. Point is that she's
true, so okay.
By the man who attacked her.
Listen, point is, she's dead. Esposito's pissed off. They both wanted you dead, which means Esposito's probably coming after you.
Okay.
Esposito sent men to her house.
Yeah, he's been a busy boy all
he's
night
spent,
long.
He sent to somebody a goblin's house. He sent many guards out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not working alone. He is with another man of great wealth.
Who?
I did not know. I tried to follow, but all I could not. I carriage is all of the same.
Mm.
Now here's a question. Have you been buying any recent, works of art, any big purchases lately?
No, nothing like that. It's all my worries right now is trying to look good for the signor. Let me say that properly so I don't fuck it up. Wrong button. Alright. Trying to look good for the signoria for the new elections coming up.
Could that be why they wish you dead? Somebody else wishes to be... your primitive leader's culture?
He's got a point, depending on how complicated this ritual is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need somebody in a position of power. And you're in the way. Lucky you.
Listen. So you think someone's trying to kill me so that, what, he could take control?
Well, at least take your seat, which means, by the way, good news means apparently you're pretty high in the running.
That would explain why the carriage drove in this direction. Perhaps it would belong to man that was hoping to take his spot.
Mm. On that note, there may be a group of 5 or more gentlemen coming over to kill you.
You might need guards.
I have guards.
Then that is very good for you. Marina did not have guards.
Well, she's new to the city. She has not much influence. Actually, where did she get her money now that I think about it?
Oh, an ex-business associate of mine.
She's
just fallen down really hard times recently.
Whatever. Actually, no, he followed you, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So he's
like,
he's
like, In fact, he's in the carriage. He probably came back.
You can make yourself black.
So I'm saying this right in front of the goblin. You know, an ex-business partner.
He's not even picking. He's looking at the painting. You know, you could. You know, if you ever wanted a business partner to help you with a painting, that'd be awesome. It's like, why is there a goblin here?
Yeah, and as I was saying, an ex-business partner of mine has fallen on hard times recently due to dealing with the wrong kind of people.
Okay.
It was not good.
They kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They kill all my paintings. All my beautiful paintings. My Donatello's, my blah, 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 blah. That one sculpture. Man, that cost me £15 to make. I mean, sorry, what?
As I was saying, next business associate of mine.
Okay.
So, well.
Could we not send guards over there and arrest him for such behavior?
You have no proof.
Do you need proof?
Usually, yes. Because then anyone could be like, he's a monster, and you're like, oh, let's kill him.
But you have power.
I still cannot just go ahead and kill whoever I wish.
Well, not listen to kill, but can we not investigate?
Order the guards to. I have money, true, but I am not part of the Signorati yet. I don't have the power of government yet.
Ah, but you know what will get you a great seat, though? Bringing to justice somebody with a horrible plot against the city. And don't worry, you're about to. It's time, we'll get out the window. You should have proof any minute now.
But would we not have proof already? Could we not say that Goblin here has...
True, Goblin here would be willing to testify, show the... No, you are.
Yeah.
I take out the papers. These were taken from, as part of collecting my debts. I owed her debts, currently. Show them the paper written in Hebrew. It's like, I can get translators to show that basically... This is showing what they were planning.
And what proof do you have is from her house?
Oh, the guards will testify that I was there taking out basically.
You mean
all
the burning
documents.
Building I see across town from the smokestack?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
You didn't think this through very well, did you?
I'm just trying to save your life.
I like how that excuses anything. I'm trying to save your life. Come on.
We're gonna need a little more evidence. Gah! Who thought being part of government would cause you so many problems?
Who isn't running? You would think that others are getting poisoned and dying if this man was at the very bottom.
The priory, that's the government body, is full of 9 members. It's made off the 6 major guilds,
mm-hmm.
and 2 of the minor guilds. Now, leading up to it, you can pretty much tell which guilds are going to have the power in the beginning. So they're up to the point where they're pretty sure which 6 major and 2 minor are going to be most likely chosen. Every once in a while there's like a surprise. Most of the time it's pretty set.
Right.
So they're pretty sure who's going to win.
Okay.
So if your seat was taken out, who would be the next most likely one? If something unfortunate was to happen to you.
Well,
terribly
depends.
Unfortunate.
That depends. Is that your door?
No.
Okay. Well, if I had to pick... Most likely Onesto Bianchi.
And, you have any idea? Maybe Onesto Bianchi is dealing with the forces of darkness?
Same as any member of a guild.
Yeah, so yes, probably.
We speak, we have business, but he has no... He think he would try to kill me.
Well, politics is a dirty business.
Where do we go to inform your religious order that... There are ones dealing with the darkness here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can try... Well, there's actually several routes you could take. You can either try for with your... Go to your... The head... Actually, I don't know much about... So let's go to a synagogue of the people reading. You could also go to a church, try there as well.
And they will have warriors that to be sent out to condense the cleansing.
Well, at least with the synagogue, I'd be basically the one going out to do some cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps we should try them. They would have... This is very confusing. Why did you not give it to the order and they will go to his home? If he is not guilty, we will not find evidence. If he is guilty, we will cleanse him right there.
Oh, I can cleanse the heck out of any building. It's just hard to cleanse when people are trying to remove my head from my body.
This is why you have an oath. Let us go to synagogue.
You go to the synagogue?
It's very early.
It's worth a shot.
All right. So you're just going to go straight there? You're going to rest or what? Just take care of things. Yeah, you should take care of things. Okay. You go to the... You go back to the Jewish quarter of the city. And knock, you go to...
Knock,
knock. You're the one head priest, you can just go in. You know, right. A couple of youths with the hat.
Yarmulke?
With yarmulkes, yes. And like a couple of kids with yarmulkes and golf going around. And you go up, you have a meeting with some people you know. There's one Prokos Donek that you know personally. He's one of the, he's even more technical. He doesn't have as much money as you do, but he has much more status with the community than you do. Okay, so. Shisad, what are you doing here?
Sit down. I've got news.
Right.
I pull out the Hebrew documents.
All right. He spends a few.
Pull out the statue.
Yeah. He looks at it for 10 minutes. He's like, wait. And he brings. He goes. He sends some boys out to look at people. You know, it's like, and all of a sudden, like all the elders of the community come in, like a bunch of like really old, like dwarves even older than you, like the elders, like with white beards, some dwarves, some halflings, but basically dwarves and halflings, a couple of humans coming in, like just reading the documentation, going like, this is. Where did you find this?
Oh, in the home of a dead woman. Well, currently dead. She wasn't... Oh, no, she was dead when I got there. Long story.
Yeah. Get on with it.
Point is that there's a man called Esposito. I believe these are among his many foul plans for the city.
Mm-hmm.
He's already committed a series of murders just in the course of one night, which makes me shudder to think what he could do given enough time to get on with the rest of his plans.
Mm-hmm.
He seems, from everything I've been able to see, to be... I'm very interested in this statue here, which if you read the documents, I guess you can probably figure out why.
As you're looking at it, I'm going to say, with your arcane sense, you can sense that the thing that's holding it in, like within the synagogue, is even stronger.
Right.
So it's like it's you're pushing more pressure on the whatever the darkness within, so it's even harder for it to come out.
So it looks like I brought it to the right place, at the very least. If there's a safe place for it, it's here. But, well... I think we should take care of this Esposito character before he does any more damage or comes here trying to look for this.
Come here? Ugh.
He's already, like as I said, he's already killed several people, set fire to buildings, I think.
Yeah, well, it's one random kill, but you know as well as I do, and he raises up his hand, you know, it's like off in the corner of like the dark horses, something pushes through, and you know, it's like two or three golems pushing out.
No, I could use a few of those.
Then they walk back.
They are impressive enough.
What? Right in here.
They are impressive enough.
Just keep, you know what? Keep the item here.
Oh, no, I fully intend to.
Okay. We will protect it, and you will... But you must go. It is apparently God it wants you to finish this. He already put everything in your path.
Can I have one of those at least?
Hmm? You don't know you don't have the power to control it properly.
Well, no. One of you would. Listen, at the end of the day, you're sending me out there to my death. I'm a merchant. I'm not a warrior. This guy has at least 5-10 hired mercenaries. You send me out there to take care of this, you're going to end up with my head on a spike, on a stick.
We understand, but you must also understand. One Jew going out there on his own, causing trouble in the city, is just on that one Jew. If a community of Jews go...
Oh, your people are great. Yeah, you're a piece of work.
We understand how serious the situation is.
Right, and you better understand you'll be getting a bill from me. Understand.
Alright. But we have faith in God that you will succeed.
Right.
Faith is best delivered in action. It does not seem that you have much faith at all. You have words. You do not have warriors or a spirit to fight this.
Hate to agree with the orc, but...
Give me a charm. Do you have charm, Wayne?
Yeah, but a half, so 4 or less. 9. Nope. And that's one, so it's a... fortune with frowns, so it's like a bad failure.
I'm assuming just roll a charm for me, too. You know, why not?
I was yelling at them.
Oh, charm.
The no. Orc, that is a charm.
3 of wands.
You make it?
Yep.
What's my charm? My heart's 6.
You make it?
Yeah. You just make it.
You make it. Does the elder... the eldest dwarf... Like the dwarf Jew just looks at you, stroking his white beard. He's like, you have a point, brother from the east. You have a point.
Surely, if our people can agree on many things.
All right. Fine. We will see what we can do.
I appreciate it.
Okay. A little while later, did you discuss with each other? We will bring one of the Kamala Masters and a few of the Fuhrer gentlemen who are good with the sword and the gun. Just two or three. That should be enough to help face off against the enemy.
I certainly hope so. As I said, otherwise you'll be getting a bill. Right, well, Esposito's coming to find us, so I suggest we find him first.
Are you sure, where would you want to attack? Do you have any set plans right now? Cannot just go to a random person's house and say, come in, or we'll kill everyone.
He is going to your house, is he not?
Yes, if he's not already there. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's convene at my apartment, my small manor, mm-hmm. and we'll figure out the rest from there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, you go off to this place. You go into the place. You notice that the place, the doors open.
Hello.
And as soon as you go in, you're just going to barge in or what? How you plan to go in?
Orc.
Do you sense trouble?
Yes.
Acceptable. I pull out my
challenge accepted.
Push it open the door of my.
Give me a perception.
Strength. Do I have strength? I think I do. Yeah.
Yep. Fortune shines. Nope, has to go under.
Oh, unfortunately, yep. There it goes.
Oh, it's tower. Getting sucked in?
It's getting sucked into the tower.
Tower power.
How do I get rid of that again?
You can't.
Pretty much what you don't
know. Until the end of the game.
Oh my god.
That's why I didn't want to do it in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, because I was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Once a tower happens, everything, you start being more careful. Because they don't go back. When you spend them, they go here, which means even if I use one of my powers to send them, to shuffle everything back into the deck, it doesn't. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to say with that fortune shines, you're also very stealthy about it. Five people looking over the apartment, and three or four just going looking out windows. Apparently, didn't notice you for some stupid reason. So a total of maybe eight or nine people in the room searching everywhere. And you notice that his servant is tied up in a corner.
Aww.
He looks obviously tortured.
Mm.
Aww. Yeah, I hold out a hand.
Uh-huh.
Making the sign for nine people.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to say there's also a back way into your place as well, if you want. Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Right.
Okay. So how you plan to do this?
I'd say as slow, as softly as I can. Everybody come around to the back. I have the key to the entrance to the
mm-hmm.
back. I think if we go around, we can catch them by surprise.
That was acknowledgement. Okay.
Yeah. Category is something about it.
Okay.
They will not get out the front.
That would be a general idea.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, is that you volunteering to stay at the front door?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get my little packet of gunpowder,
mm-hmm.
get it ready, and is there a fireplace? Do they have a fireplace?
Yeah, but it's where the guys are. So it'd be you're going to throw it in there or something?
When they're ready to attack, that's my first place I'm going. I'm throwing it in there.
Okay, fine. We can do that. All right, you'll sneak in the door. You go in, there's a side room that opens, that you can open the door and rush in there if you wish.
Okay.
Now remember, you have one golem, one person controlling the golem,
mm-hmm.
so he has to concentrate on the golem, specifically. You notice three or four people with, two of them with guns, but they also have sirens back up because they're muskets, and two people with swords as well.
I saw him getting his little bomb ready. So I said, all right, everybody, wait for it. It's your show.
When they're ready to go, after a minute.
Yeah, was agility for throw?
Is it?
I'm guessing, yeah.
There's
a ranged skill.
Oh, right. And that's for ranged attacks.
That is a ranged attack. He's tossing I guess.
Fine.
I think
technically there's a minus one if you're doing a throw attack because I took the throwing skills, which means
okay.
I ignore a minus one.
Oh,
to
then,
throw.
So
there
range
you go.
Minus
so range
one. Minus one, yeah.
Sun. Uh oh.
19.
Nope, that's a
no,
fortune
no.
frowns.
Fortune frowns.
Fortune, yeah, fortune, actually, fortune weeps.
That's a fortune weeps?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
that's a really bad one.
Okay. You throw it, but you don't know. I guess your pinky was in the way or something. You feel it four throws, but it moves away from the fireplace and hits one of them in the head. The hell? And turns around and sees you. Hey!
And...
Alright, well, that's...
And all of them, like, yeah. Two or three of them just start rushing... No, yeah, three of them just start rushing you. The rest are, like, in the back going... For the
okay, well, you know, as they're rushing me, I pull out my sword and I say... Muhammad, peace be with him, wishes for you to surrender, and if not, I will understand, but know that your head will be removed from your neck. I'm not trying to threaten him, I'm kind of just making sure they are aware of what's going to happen.
Politely informing them.
Yeah, I'm politely, yeah. Okay. You are not you are not demon summoning yourself, but you are following one. Okay, here we go now.
All right.
And then I'm assuming we're with the shine. Okay, good enough. Open the doors.
Open.
Kill!
All right.
Step back.
Give me your initiative, people.
Oh, we just roll. We just flip one.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
King of Discs.
Is that a frowns or a smiles?
Well, for me, isn't it a king, so wouldn't that be a frowns?
Hmm?
We need to look up what the initiative rules are, because that doesn't make sense as a base for initiative.
Well, because I have like a disc. It's a king of discs.
Yeah, so disc, so it's a fortune smiles, right? You have that?
Yeah, but I thought kings fail always.
Mm-hmm. Only when you're doing draws, but not for initiative. Initiative is just shines, smiles, NPCs, frowns, and then weeps.
Oh, well,
okay.
Then we are definitely...
And if you guys have matches, you have to decide between the two who goes first.
I have a disc.
Okay, so that means his initiative? That's
he
his
goes,
initiative?
He's, yeah, that means he goes first.
And then... But
what
then do we each have to draw for...
You all have to draw and then decide. All right,
that's what I wanted to make sure. All right,
okay.
So I'm... That's death.
Oh,
death?
Death?
Yeah.
Doesn't death have special
oh,
rules?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
it
death
does.
Is not here, yeah.
Death is not, so you have to roll again, and I'll explain the rules for death. When death comes into play... Actually, I should read the rules exactly. So
right, Swords just smiles for me, by the way.
Nice.
Did you get something good?
I think I got a special card, too, because I've got the wheel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you have the wheel. That's the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
All cards go back into the deck and you reshuffle.
I am going
but
to
that means...
including this?
No, not the tower. The tower stays.
I am going
and everything
to
that's under the tower stays
okay.
With it, right?
I am using my reprieve.
What's it do?
It ignores the Wheel of Fortune.
There we go.
Put it back into the deck. Or actually,
No. I think it just... I'm not affected by it. I think I still think everybody else might be.
Oh, then everybody else is affected by... So reshuffle everything.
Well, yeah, because that means everything that's in your hands still goes back in.
Well,
so.
It goes into this.
No.
No, because they weren't spent.
They weren't
spent.
They
were just going back here.
Okay.
So, yeah. Alright.
I'm
holding on to this, though.
Fun.
So what does death do?
Right. We'll get into that.
One of you are going to die. What?
I didn't draw
everyone
it.
Dies.
He drew it.
Yeah, I drew it.
I cut off the halfling's head.
Alright, the death card has two potent special effects. First... If you draw death as part of the critical effect fate test in combat, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay. Second, if death comes up on any circumstance, it is placed on the table. While death is on the table, PC double draw all attacks, which is good, and must black double draw all defenses.
Oh, which is bad. Everything becomes more deadly, basically.
Yeah, this applies to all attacks, but does not apply to spells even if they deal damage. Once someone dies as a result of a card draw, death is placed in the boneyard. Okay.
Thanks.
Is it a
NPC? Any NPCs that die? Like a
NPC
count,
or PCs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, like everything becomes more deadly until somebody dies.
Yep.
Cool. And I get to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Except we still need to figure out our initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So well, actually, no. I got a fortune smiles.
So you
so
go
my,
right after him.
Okay.
And I have seven swords. So I've got fortune frowns.
So you go after the NPCs. Okay.
Oh, that was like my same card. I know I shuffled well like a couple times.
Yes,
that was just like curious. Yeah, that was like the exact same card I pulled.
Nice. I'm really liking this game.
It's kind of interesting. I'm getting used to that.
Yeah, you gotta get used to the
three men are rushing you.
Awesome. I am going to attack.
You can use Pavel Strike?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, so first card, Knave.
Mm-hmm.
Second card, Hermit. Nope.
Oh, that's a fortune weeps.
Yeah, it's a four. I will take the knave.
Yeah,
since that's just
fail.
A fail.
And
fail.
This goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes here. So I fail.
Nice. Oh, wait, make sure to move one from your pay pool.
Oh, I did.
Okay. All right. Okay, who's next? You?
I suppose I am.
Okay.
Well, there's really not that much I can do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you can control... I'm going to say you're in control of the NPCs, so you can have them attack for you.
Yeah, which is exactly what I would like to do.
Okay, no problem.
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's the group of enemies. Is there anybody that particularly stands out, like a sort of leader?
Well, you're supposed to three guys attacking him, and then the other five guys are just like staring, but just slowly staring towards your direction. There's no one. There's no like super boss character.
Yeah,
but,
there's nobody that yeah. stands out yeah. as being a leader.
Yeah. But you know, it's looking at everybody like, what?
All right. Well, the orc is capable of taking care of himself, but he's also tired. So. You send the golem to help the orc.
Okay.
And then everything. Yeah.
And you saw the five guys went out of the way towards the orc.
Yeah. And while the five guys are getting out of the way, it's like, take care of them.
Okay. Give me a roll.
You know, I have leadership. Would rolling that give like any kind of bonus to them? You know.
Actually, I'm not 100% sure of the rules for leadership.
Yeah, check those out, Dennis.
Get him, servant girl.
I have knives.
What the hell is that?
That's her throwing the knives.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to run to the kitchen. And I'm going to raid the knife collection.
It's more general. It's not really...
I'm going to run to the kitchen. And
I'll say that for your rolls, when you attack with your army, you get plus one.
I didn't take
for
now. All
right, if I make the roll. All right, so I'm going to try it. I make it 3. And discs doesn't matter really, but disc is normally a frowns, but I make it anyway by quite a bit. So
I'm going to say that the two guys with the guns attack first and fire. And with a 3, I'm going to say they're able to.
Yeah, because my skill is 8, so.
Yeah, that's impressive. Very, very impressive. I'm going to say they shoot. Is that a fortune frowns or a fortune smiles?
It's a fortune frowns, for sure.
Okay, then kill one guy.
All right.
But they're still.
They kill one guy?
Yeah, they kill. Like the two shots kill one guy. Oh, right.
Yay!
Yay!
Damn it. No, it doesn't go under.
I got away.
Yes.
I got to do 2 attacks, and then before they got to attack me, I'm like, excellent.
Nice. Alright, so they kill one guy, and the guys with the swords are, like, those guys are now getting the swords out, the other guys are rushing forward. So that's for your next attack.
Inconceivable.
Now the NPCs, you had the first front, NPCs, some of them are trying to get their weapons out, trying to figure out what's going on. So he's going to try to, the three are going to try to attack you right now.
Okay. Parry, dodge, dodge.
Parry, dodge, dodge, yes.
Parry?
Yep.
Emperor. I have an emperor.
Fortune shines.
Yep.
Fortune shines, I say, you're able to parry 2 with that.
Alright, cool.
And so then you only have to dodge 1 more.
Okay, so dodge. 6 of cups, and that would be, what's the parry again?
No, it's dodge. Just
dodge.
Straight dodge.
Dodge. Oh.
So I think that's you built, no, dodge is 4.
Dodge is 4, and you get.
No, but don't I get, oh, this is dodge, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so
I
dodge,
so you take a hit, and I'm going to say these guys, I'm going to say that their attacks do 3 plus half their body, and their half, so like 6 damage.
Minus 3 for your armor, 3.
Yep.
Yes. So I'm sorry. They do
6, so
3
6
damage, and then minus 2.
Minus your armor. Oh, minus 2 for your armor, so 4.
So it's 4 damage. Yeah. So they're able to slice into you.
Ooh.
All right, your turn. 4 people left facing off against Jew army. Or army Jew. Jew, yeah. Anyway, and then like 3, well, yeah, 3 against
him. Are we, is the layout of the house so that, because I'm serious, are we near the kitchen? Because I need to stock up on more weapons, and I can use kitchen knives.
Yes.
All right, then my action is going to
actually, I'm surprised you don't have a weapon on you.
I have 1.
Mm-hmm.
I have a knife.
Right.
But I was going to stock up on more.
Do you plan to throw them? Wait, you have throwing skill, don't you? You're going to the kitchen, getting.
Right. So that's your action for this.
So I'm going to say, like, even before the, like, as soon as the doors open, that you rush towards the kitchen.
Okay.
So that next turn you can be back with the belt of weapons, knives.
And I have quick draw, so I can just start throwing right away.
Okay. Okay, back to you.
I attack.
Mm-hmm.
With an 8 of cups. I make it though. My hand. It's a fortune frowns though. But
so you just make it.
You just make it.
Oh, but yeah, but
so it's not super awesome.
But I hit him for 12 damage.
Okay, you hit the guy on the right. He's bleeding heavily, but it's not really. Then doesn't kill him yet, but he's not happy.
I was ready to judge.
Really?
Yeah, I was ready to judge.
Okay, well, is what he does.
Hopefully.
I'm pretty sure if you pull a fortune frowns, your damage is half.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, actually, I think you're right.
Yeah, because that's what the frown smiles critical is. Oh, frowns right. is half of your damage. Smiles is your full damage. Critical is damage.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so it hits. For my smiles is 11. Uh-huh. My frowns would be 5.
There we go.
And critical would be 11 plus half again.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they get a plus 1, so.
But it wouldn't your base. It would,
oh, right, yeah, it would
so
be.
So just go from your base, and then whatever your damage is, you can then add 1.
Yeah, 16.
There you go.
Okay, so that last guy took 6 damage.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I was wondering about it. Why is not. Why? Let's see.
Just some rules. What does it matter then?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't do anything, but nah. We're figuring out the system as we're getting a hang of it.
Okay, so your go.
Well, the golem I had sent to assist him.
The golem.
So, yeah, golem would attack one of the guys that's on him.
Yeah, I'm gonna say with your plus one, and it's a freaking golem. I'm gonna say it's an 8 to attack.
All right. 3, 10 of discs. Golem swings and a miss.
Well, it's fairly slow, so. Okay, NPCs. They can. Actually, no.
Yeah, then the other one. Right, so 1, 5. So that one would hit. That's one of the gunmen.
Mm-hmm.
So gunmen hits. Okay, how many do I have? 2 gunmen.
No, they already fired their guns, so now they're going to go.
Okay, so
melee.
So
it's just one group right now. With the 5, it says they rush in. They're going to cause some damage. With the 5, I'll say they kill another guy. It's like they're dicing them up. These are professional.
Excellent
soldiers on your team. Okay, now the NPCs. First, those 3 are going to try to attack you again.
No, I'm going for the golem.
Hmm? What?
Are any of them going for the golem?
Give me a fortune shines or a fortune frown. I mean, fortune shines or a fortune smiles.
Well, smiles.
All right. So yeah, I'm gonna say, with a smile, only one of them goes for the golem.
Okay, that's fine. And
we just have to parry one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Parry one.
Dodge one.
Yeah. Oh. Parry one. Judgment. I think I have judgment.
Nope.
No.
No.
Maybe
fortune
weeps.
Yeah.
You miss terribly.
Oh, he hits me though. No.
That means he hits.
I mean, dodge. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, that's a
critical.
That is a critical. All right. So you take, I said 6 with the damage, right?
Yeah.
And it's with the critical is 6,
9.
So 9 damage.
I take 9, so that's 11, that's 7. Minus 2, so
7.
13.
Now take a fate test for me.
Toughness helps me with against.
That means he has a club on him.
All right, but my toughness keeps me from getting affected by some of the stuff.
Does it?
Yeah, check out toughness.
Okay, look. Yeah,
I'm getting there. H, A, L.
MNOP.
Lockpick. Medical performance.
It's under martial skills, so
it's
under martial
skills. All right, fine.
Yeah,
I'll go to it. Wow, yeah. Speed of the computer is fast.
Here we go. Toughness found it.
Okay.
With a successful hard draw, you may ignore incapacitation and stun effects.
Oh.
So
okay,
you
but you still have to test to see if you
get
it first.
Okay. Versus hard, yeah.
Knights of Swords.
Fail.
Fail.
Insta fail, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you are probably stunned, I think, or something.
Let's see here. As soon as I find out where I left that sucker. Da-da-da-da. Never remember the page. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running the rules. Give us a second here. What is that? Your smiles or frowns or what?
Frowns.
That's a fortune's frowns, and I said it's blood, right? So yeah, it's stunning, and you ignore stun effects, right?
Yeah.
So you're fine. It hit her like hell, but you're fine.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Who's next? You, right?
No,
they're attacking you, so it's your turn.
Yeah, I get to throw a knife. Ha. Come out with a handful of knives.
Steady.
And so there's 2 that are attacking
him,
Ragni.
1 attacking the golem, and let's say 2 left attacking the group, another group.
All right, I'm going to go for whoever's closest that's attacking the group.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 of discs, which I should make. Yes.
You make it?
Yeah.
Now, is it a fortune shines or a fortune?
It
I mean, a fortune smiles or a fortune
disc is pentagon.
Yeah, so it is fortune smiles, so that's 6 damage.
Fortune smiles? Okay, I'm going to say that, yeah, you throw a knife
Yeah, yeah, with those guys attacking, yeah, they kill another guy because he's distracted. He's like, he's fighting off one guy, so he doesn't notice, and you just right across the throat. So there's one guy. As soon as that one guy loses his friend does, he just drops his weapon and puts his hands into the air. But there's still those
smart
two guys.
Men.
Yeah? School guys attacking
three.
You. Three guys. Well, two.
Well, yeah,
and 1 second to go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Good luck attacking the giant stone creature.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Six of discs. Yep, made it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
all right. I'm assuming using powerful strike or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'll use that.
How do you actually use it? You have to aim first, or aim, but like get it ready somehow.
Yeah, I have to prepare. So I don't think I did.
A little of life enough.
But this is the guy I've already hurt, so he gets 12 damage or more.
Yeah, he's gone. You just from left shoulder down.
And now I'm ready to start parrying.
Okay, you go.
All right, Kabbalah, Gollum, basically.
Roll.
Smackety. And she says, nope, that Gollum has proven to be useful. I mean, useless.
Okay,
so Gollum does nothing, and the rest of the guys attack, and they do hit with a 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Wands is a frowns for me, but it was still a hit.
Okay, well, they're going to rush behind the Golem and try to attack, because the other guy surrendered. Like, two of them are just stick around to that guy, but they're going to end up gonna try to attack. I'm going to say at that point, like, well, everyone attacking, those two guys are dead.
All
yay.
Right. Okay.
Alright, cool. I pick up my bag of gunpowder and put it in.
How many bags of gunpowder do you think you have?
Not many. I think I only have probably 3. I already wasted 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wasted 1. So let's say, 3 for now.
I have, 2 left, I'd say.
Okay, 2.
Because it was specifically a small amount of gunpowder
that
you can
amount,
carry.
Yeah, so I don't have a giant keg of it. I just keep it in a cart. So I figured that's why it's like, I'm keeping this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So do you want to do the questioning? Do you want to do the questioning?
I can charm people. I can't investigate or interrogate.
Probably intimidate will probably work better in this case.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've had to do this before. That skill's interrogating people.
Hold them down, please.
Yeah. Guys, hold them down.
See them go and hold on to them.
Does deception also work to like help detect other people's deception?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Let's say it adds a plus 1 bonus to your
perception
when trying to discover that.
Okay, then I'm
Wait, yes. I actually do have that spell that lets me know if somebody
I forgot about
so
that.
So I just have to do a draw for it.
All right, right.
Let me see. Wait,
that works too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me pull it up.
If you could help me, I would appreciate it if you
let me see what the draw for it is,
them.
Just to be sure.
What
none.
Purpose
oh,
is
no,
there
see,
for desecrating the corpse
draw.
Of
if
a
you cast
man.
A spell as an incant, there's no draw on the spells on Mac.
Yeah,
no, you can do it without a draw because you have time.
Okay,
life.
So I can just do that then.
Okay.
I don't get to pay.
Oh, wait, if you have no, you need bodies. Components. You have a dreidel or something on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I have like basically a Kabbalah components, Kabbalah spell components.
Oh, it's not a dreidel, but it's like whatever you use for the spell.
Yeah,
you just take it out.
Dreidel, really?
Yeah, that is one of the official Kabbalah spell components. I want to make sure, cost.
So they don't know if we're being insensitive or if it's just the writing material.
Cast it cost 1 fortune counter or discard 1 fortune. Well, I don't have any fortune counter, so I just. So how do I discard?
So you discard a fortune from the deck.
Okay, so I guess just.
So look for one of your fortune shines and discard it. And it will go straight to the tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just look from the bottom and then.
Yep.
Oh, here, High Priestess, the first one, and then
okay,
just do a
reshuffle
quick shuffle.
That sucker. Yep.
Yeah. Alright, so that one goes to the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
And so now I have that spell on me. No need to draw because it's an incantation. I just take a few moments. Hamana.
Praise
and,
God.
Yeah. And so now I can basically tell automatically if somebody's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do your questioning. I'll let you know if he's not being truthful.
I'm taking it very slowly. I'm dragging. I'm first going to drag every corpse. You know,
mm-hmm.
putting them on the rug in a nice line.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure their eyes are all closed.
Mm-hmm.
And, doing a little prayer over each one of them
mm-hmm.
before I get to him.
Okay.
And, I pull out my blade and I point toward the empty space I left in the middle between them and say, "That is for you, my friend. If you do not show me that you are perhaps redeemable from the darkness that you have chosen to serve. Do you feel that you are redeemable?
Would you say yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
It is good.
Yes.
Do you know what you have been serving?
What?
Who you've been serving? Who is your master?
We're just hired guns. Lie. We're just hired guns.
He's lying.
How do you...
Now, I really suggest you don't lie to him. He gets angry when people lie to him.
No, that shows me that you are not ready to be redeemed, which shows me that I should just end you here. However, I understand that the darkness has corrupted you quite a bit. So I am willing to give you a chance once more. Now, I assure you, if you lie again, you have shown me that you are beyond hope and I will have to end your life. Mm-hmm. Is that understood?
Okay.
Who is your master?
We were hired by Gaspare Rossi. I was looking at the wrong name.
The guy that was being poisoned.
No, sorry, my bad. Tosco Esposito. So,
who is he?
The guy who's been trying to kill us all night.
Esposito is one of the...
Esposito.
Yeah.
And your job, what are you looking for?
Some type of figure, sir.
Now, how many does he have of you? How many more in your company is there at his abode?
I don't know them all.
Make a guess.
At any one time. Like, because he has his regular guard, but... He hires out to many people. I guess maybe 10 or so. After us, maybe 10 or so. I don't know.
Thank you. This is very good. Now, questions we could ask him. What did he have? Were you to take the item of power back?
Item of what power?
The item you were searching for.
Told to look for an item, some strange golden statue, and he will be paid handsomely. We've done this work before him before.
Were you at his abode? You were at his abode earlier. I saw you enter the building to talk with him, and then another gentleman entered.
Another
gentleman entered the house from a carriage. I saw your group, 5 of you, return to the house. Hmm. Yes. Tonight. You did a job, and then you returned to the house.
Alright. Well, there was someone else there.
Do you know who he was?
Some man. He's telling the truth. He doesn't know who the guy is.
Now, this is very important, and you must answer. Do you realize... do you serve the coin, or are you serving him because he has... shown you a dark way to lead your life.
Dark what?
Are you following a dark god?
Dark?
Please.
He pays us and we do the work. I don't understand your question.
Congratulations. You are merely ignorant. And while ignorant is not a sin, it is a consequence. Now, what I'm going to say is this to you. I am not going to kill you today. You have proven yourself to be not beyond hope. Mm. However... We cannot have you going over to your leader right now and warning him that we are onto his ideals, his mission. So we'll be keeping you for now. I am sure your people have a way of holding him.
It's called rope, yeah.
Then yes. Once this is settled, you will be free.
I don't want to die as much as next. You know what? I'll tell you whatever. Both of you roll an arcane sense for me.
Yeah. 8 of discs and that's
2 of cups. Oh,
I just make it.
You both make it.
I make it.
Well, you notice it's like something's odd about him all of a sudden. Like some sense, like you've sensed something like this where we can't specify. You're not sure what it is.
I have a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm. It kind of helps you, but it only helps you if like someone's trying to get the drop on you.
Oh, I get a double draw on that. Okay.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, notice you also the same sort of thing. But you notice it's like the more he's talking. The more that thing, something's like coming up from his throat.
There's something wrong with him.
No. Nothing's wrong. I will tell you everything you need to know. And it's like he's
Like, he's tied up, so... No, did you tie him up, or is it
by... Oh, he's being held by the
golem. He's being held by the golem.
Like, he's trying to use his mouth to cover his mouth, but his can is, like... You know, it's like blood is starting to pool out of his mouth.
Oh, that's no good.
And you know, it's... I'm going to say with the arcane... it's blurry to you, but with the arcane sense, you see another imp. It's physically coming out of his throat. What you can see is like his throat seems to be bulging, like little feet inside.
That's disgusting.
All right, and he's also doing like coming out.
I'm gonna try quickly the whole Hebrew thing and see if I can banish this one real quick. So Hebrew is 8 again. So 8. The fool is out. So that I draw again, right?
Uh huh.
All right. So draw again. And yep, 3. I make it 3. Okay. Swords and swords is a fortune smiles for me. Actually, no. Now it's a fortune's frown, but it's still a success.
It pops out of existence, but the damage is already done.
Like I mean, like Mashuga, whatever.
Is he dying? Can you save him?
But is he dead or is he just?
Well, you remember the damage.
He's not gonna be talking anymore.
No. The damage is internal, like his throat. It's just gone.
So I was asking. He's definitely gonna be dead.
Yo, he's definitely gonna be dead.
Drop him, I say to the golem.
Drop him.
Yeah, he drops his knees, whatever, and.
Well, he was dead anyway. Right. Might as well save him.
Mercy killing.
God, it's gonna cost so much to get the blood off.
Stop killing in my house!
All right, well, and there were others, right? That wasn't just the one, the remaining.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Oh, Christ!
Nazim, what all that noise?
Nothing, ma.
As you come in, and then as soon as he beheads him, Modi comes in, going like, "Well, listen, we're gonna talk business." He knows it's beheading. I'm gonna go. We'll talk later. And he walks out the building.
I like to imagine he didn't even stop, like he was talking and walking, and
just kept on going.
Yep. See me rolling. Hayden. All right, what are you guys doing?
There's 10 people, they say, in his abode.
Well, this guy's clearly tied with all sorts of manner of darkness. Well, we can't just leave him to just have fun with the rest of the town. He knows he's going to know we're after him when his people don't come back. So I suppose it's time for us to report back to his place.
That is an option. Give me one moment. I'm going through all their pockets. I'm seeing if they have anything that ties them to him, to Esposito.
Give me a fortune smiles.
I have to get a sword or a cup.
Yeah.
Or a wheel. No, but that's technically kind of good because.
That means everything goes back.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Except for stuff point. Under the.
You really don't want to lose that fortune card, do you?
Because I get an extra. If I have a fortune
card,
true.
With me. Fair enough.
Plus one to your fate pool.
Yeah, good. Fair enough. Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us.
Unlike the rest of us.
Does it still count as me pulling a card or.
Mm-hmm. No, you have to pull out another card, but after you reshuffle.
So this one goes back to the tower, or
no,
goes
no, it goes,
it goes back in the. No, we have to shuffle before we draw again.
Oh, okay.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Because the fool's going to go back in and everything in the discard.
Oh, okay.
All right, except the ones that are with the tower, let's stay there. All right, shuffle. Ah, crepes.
How many HP do you have, Ange?
19.
You'll be doing the fine.
I've got 17.
With my little knives?
You need something better than a knife.
Not, I can't because I am poor.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, she can use it. It'll just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know.
It won't go well for her. Let's just put that.
That has to be one of the worst things I hate about this game. I like a lot, but I don't like that.
Because the only swords I could take were like really big, clunky things. Mm-hmm. It's like, it'd be really weird for a servant woman to be walking around with the sort of sword that you only see on ships.
Alright, draw.
Queen of Wands.
So, fail.
No, you don't know, there's nothing tying them together.
Okay,
so off to Esposito's.
I believe it's all we can do. Unless we want to just wait till morning and, you know, either give him a chance to run or...
No, but I am worried about the guards.
Although, can I How does medical work? I mean, can I look at his wounds and scratches, maybe help him out a bit?
Oh, sure.
I don't know how quick it is.
Well, yeah. I'm just more worried about the guards seeing us launch an attack against a minor noble's house and seeing what they'd say.
True.
Let's see, medical. You're training scholarship, blah, blah, blah. Are you training scholarship?
No.
Okay, then you'll get a plus one.
Yeah.
Oh, you can double draw, right, you said.
Yes,
right.
I do get to double draw.
You can diagnose and treat wounds combined, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you may revive and cast a sighted target. You can just start, blah, blah, blah. You can stop a target's bleeding. Yes, all right. You may heal a wound problem. This takes about 15 minutes to perform. Once per day, anyways. Okay, yeah, you can try to heal him up a little bit if you want.
Yeah, and so, I get a double draw, and I get a plus one because I've got advanced medical gear because I could afford it.
All right, then.
So, right, set yourself down. You're dealing with
double draw
mess.
You right. Want a fortune spot? Well, yeah, just
double draw, knight of wands, and hopefully something better. Two of wands, much better.
Okay, but it's only... Well, the thing that matters is fortune weeps, frowns, smiles, or shines.
And it is a smiles now. It's not a smiles. I forgot. The fool is gone. It's actually a frown.
Both of them are frowns?
Yeah, because they're both wands. I mean, I make the roll. My medical is 8.
No,
so.
But like, the how much you heal depends on the shines. If it's just it's frowns, both of them?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Then target heals 1 point.
All right, well, better than nothing, I suppose.
You can try to heal her. Do you take any damage?
I haven't taken any damage.
And you only take one, attempt it once per day.
All right, better than nothing, at least.
Yeah.
We might want to try to get into the house another way, or find a way to do this without shedding blood, because your guards might decide that this is seeing us launch a attack on a innocent man in their eyes will not go finely for us.
I suppose you're right. But on the other hand, what's the only other option? We can't just sit here and wait for him to try again and again.
I have an idea, but we will need your business partner to find courage to come in here.
Good luck with that.
Is he out like side or
he's outside, just hanging around the couch. Coach.
What is your name?
Modi.
Oh yes. Goblin. What we will need from you is first understanding. You cannot hide from these people. They will kill you. You know something.
So you're saying I should move from Florence? I'll get on there. He's starting to walk away. No. Okay, I'm going to need a coach.
But why would you
get
want
some
to
my
leave
paintings.
When there's quite a profit here?
He stops, but said, what?
Quite the profit. Because all I am searching for is the man, not the house. But I'm going to need your help.
Yeah.
You do not seem like a very good man. You are very sinful. Unfortunately, I require that sin.
Oh. Okay, that's, I think, the kindest I've ever been called, but okay, that's kind of depressing, actually.
We need the guards to be distracted, but not killed, hurt. We need them to be pulled to another place, something your goblins can accomplish.
Oh, that's gonna cost you. That's really gonna cost you. Because that's a lot of effort to that sort of thing.
But
and
you don't,
he looks you over, you don't look like you have money on you.
I do not have money, but I do not have... I will be acquiring a house very soon.
Really?
Yes, of Mr.
Esposito.
Do you think you can claim ownership of the house?
I know a man who claims his debt.
Wait, no, you don't own his debt. Actually, no, you didn't own either of the debts.
Yeah?
As far as I'm concerned, I do.
Actually, with your arts, because you can probably fake the forgery.
Exactly. I've got forgery and art. So
oh, yeah, no, you can probably fake it. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. You mean he owns? He gives? Really?
And I completely, because he's been saying
it. Yeah, I've been saying it, so as
so it's like, he owns the debt. If you can do this, the house is yours.
That's interesting. Really interesting. Huh. So you're telling me he'll give me the house?
He will give you the house.
I need to hear from him.
Oh, absolutely. Come with me.
Okay. You know the fighting, right?
They're all dead. Do not worry.
Because I saw you with the sword. That's kind of creepy.
That is all right. From a sinner, I hope to inspire. I walk
okay,
into you.
Okay, with you. So, you gonna give me a house?
What?
We need the distraction in order to get into the house. His people can just get the distraction from the guards, pulled them away. If he does that, the way we pay him is we give them the house. You give, you claim that you own his debt. All I am asking is for when we're done, the man clearly is into the black arts. He will be punished. He will be vanquished. He does not have his house then. You can give the house to him.
In my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be faking the documents anyway. Yeah, I can give him that. I can give him fake documents. Not my problem if they get found out later. All right, fine. You got yourself a deal.
Really? I need that in writing.
Oh, don't worry. You will.
Like now. He brings a random piece of paper and a pen. Let's do this.
Right.
Spends 20 minutes writing a proper deal. And he's checking out every single word you put in. No, you gotta write this and this to make it proper.
I know what I have to write.
I'm just saying because the way you said it there makes it so that if anything happens, like, I get screwed.
Yes.
Give me a merchant roll.
Ace of Cups, totally make it.
Yeah, you put so many...
With the smiles. Not only,
with the smiles?
Yeah, with the smiles, and like as that's like the best possible role.
Okay, I'm going to say, like, with that, you screw him over bad, he doesn't even notice. Like, once it's found out, like, you'll even get a little money on the side, but he'll be fucked. He looks at you like, he's looking it over, sounds like a good deal for me!
It's a great deal. Oh, my God.
All your companions are like, ugh. Even the golems.
What's the golem from?
It just does that every now and then. All right, so we have yourselves a deal.
You will provide the distraction. Your people will not kill the guards.
We don't want to deal with problem with the guards. We won't kill the guards. Maybe. Just guards, right? We can't kill?
Do not kill anybody.
Oh. Well, you're kind of limiting my hands here, buddy.
Do you get the house? It's a very good deal. It requires work. Work is good. Work, in his eyes, is the greatest gift.
Uh-huh. Sure. Whatever. At least we get a house. All right, fine. We'll do this. Let's do this. Well, I'll figure something out. It's going to take some time to get together. I'll get my buddies on it.
Okay. You got 2 hours.
You hear a little pitter-patter. He runs off. What are you guys doing in the 2 hours?
Oh shit! I'm quickly. I'm grabbing a little of my pack. I'm throwing it down on the ground. My rug. Uh-huh. I'm making sure it's clean. which way is east?
That way.
Yeah.
East. I do the little calculations and I point and I pray.
Okay.
Oh shit. Oh. I do this kind of outside, I decide, because I don't want to do it surrounded by blood.
My blood on the, you know, and the symbols of, you know, religion that's not yours. Yeah. There's a freaking golem right there.
Yeah. All right. Throwing dreidels around as a magical proposal. I don't want to be around this shit.
I like to imagine, like, as he's as they're casting the spells, like, he twists it, like, and, like, Inception, just go keeps on twirling it.
And my mental image is just like, golem, I choose you, and throw a dreidel, you know.
Golem cast punch in the face.
Yeah,
it's stone, super effective. That stone dragon thing.
Yeah.
Onyx.
Yeah, onyx.
Onyx.
Yeah.
All right. It's super effective.
So I'm praying. If you guys want to figure out how to get in, it's your job. But I got some business with Allah. So you guys discuss.
Right. Well,
I can stealth in.
I knew that was the reason I paid you.
Mm-hmm. That is about the only practical skill I have at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can possibly
unless
sneak
you need someone to dance. I can dance.
If you want to, would you leave your cares behind?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Now we've already got a distraction. Well, yeah, I think that's honestly, that's our best shot. Just we wait nearby. I mean, because this guy looking at the golem is not sneaky at all.
And here he was like,
there's nothing subtle about you, buddy. And so we're going to have old broke ass here. He's not here, right? Mm-hmm. And he's going to be providing the distraction. I think if you can basically get in somehow and just open up a side door of some kind for us, then the rest of us can go in and do what we gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
It's about as close to a plan as I can get, unfortunately.
Was there, like, a separate skill for lock picking or...
Yes.
Yeah, there's, like, a locksmith skill.
Okay, so I don't have that. So no, if I have to break in...
Let me see specifically, like, how... Like, can you still attempt it? There we go. Yeah, it doesn't specifically say, so I'll say half your stealth.
Wow, that's going to be really hard.
Be a Walter.
Because my stealth is only 5.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's going to be really hard. So it's going to be a 2, and how long are you going to take to try to open the door? Because if you want, you can try to see if you get a fortune smile, and that means you have enough time to try to open it, and you'll get a +1 to the roll.
Alright, let's try that.
Okay.
Da-da-da. No, knave, knight.
Oh, yeah, that feels... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to have enough time, so it's going to be with a knave. Automatic failure.
Yeah.
What is knave or what?
It's knight of swords, which is my fortune's frown.
Okay, it's gonna be a -1 instead.
Oh my god! So I have to get an ace.
You need to get an ace to pass. Yes.
Or shines. Or, I'm just curious. So, why is your thing so low?
Because this isn't for this is for like lock picking to get into the house, which is a skill I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already half my stealth.
Which is gonna be 2, and now -1 because you got a fortune frown.
So I have to ace or get fortune.
Well, before, do we start on everything else first?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got? So you have your plan?
Yeah, that's basically as much of a plan as we can get, unfortunately.
All you guys, what's the plan?
Basically, we've got a golem. He's not subtle at all. So basically, we hide nearby. Alley, you know, just within sight of the place. The goblin provides distraction. We wait to see if she can basically get inside, open up a side entrance for us while they're providing the distraction, and we enter through the side entrance.
Acceptable. If she cannot get the door open before... I'm guessing you haven't left yet. We can talk, right?
Yeah.
I pull out one of my little packets of gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot pick the lock, you put this on top of the doorknob, you light the top of the bag, and you get away. That will open it very much up. If you time it right, they might think it's the golem doing the damage.
Okay.
But be careful. It's very boom.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
If I use hunch, I can then decide not to act based upon...
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And you can, and if you want, you can share the knowledge. I would tell you, hey, this is the card that's coming.
That's true.
And we can all decide. All
right. So once we're sure that nothing else is going to be drawn before I try to break in, I will use hunch.
Okay. You guys planning anything else?
I wish we were.
Now, are you going to lockpick during the distraction or before the distraction or what?
During the distraction.
Are you gonna go through, how are you going to plan? Through the front door, window? To the wall!
Wow,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
Not the front door, because that would be a poor choice. I want to go to, whatever side of the house that the distraction is happening on, I want to be, on the other side of the house.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that, all the sorts of guards would run towards the distraction and not notice someone going click-click to the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Done and done. Alright. 2 hours later, you're all close to the house, but not enough to be seen. You're gonna stealth in the back?
Sure.
So stealth for me.
Stealth. Stealth is 5, but I get a +1 because I'm being sneaky. 2 of discs, yeah, I'm awesome. Where the fortune smiles.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you're sneaking, you go to the back and you're waiting. If only there was a video to see the ridiculousness of these people. all right.
You know, I have a video camera. It's just that it can only record 2 hours of video at a time.
Yeah,
so,
and it's at exactly 201 is when the explosion happens.
Yeah, when all the fun happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. About 2 hours later, you hear a massive explosion, off in the distance, with your demolitions, you notice. From the sound of it, from the smokestack, it's not a lot of damage, but it's a loud bang.
Okay.
All right, so that's something distracting. right there. And give me not a my hand. And I'm assuming you can use your hunch?
Yes, I'm going to use my hunch. Okay, I'm not lockpicking.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a six of discs. So, I mean, it's not a terrible card for most other people.
Yeah. I mean, pentacles are always frowns for me.
They're good for me.
Yeah. So, let's try to get this guy to be the next one that has to draw something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, instead of lockpicking, I'm going to do the exploding the door trick.
Now, you know by exploding the door, that's going to get everyone's attention.
Well, we're hoping that the golem might, they maybe hear a boom and think it's the golem.
Okay.
That's what that was going for. Unless you don't want to do it. I mean,
I don't know.
You're doing good at this rock and roll.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'll balls to the wall. Gonna blow up the door.
Because seriously, my other option is me charge.
It's like this door isn't going to open any other way. Unless, I'll try first. Is it unlocked?
Give me a roll.
I know what the answer is. It happens to be a fortune shines for me.
Is it shines?
Not smiles. It smiles.
Is it smiles?
It's six.
Click. It's open.
Excellent.
I'm in the house.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? The door is open. Someone didn't lock the door for some odd reason. It's like fate is on your side.
All right, so normally I'm at a
four. Paying you back for... You know, making you a girl when your dad would have loved you if you were a
boy. If I'd been a boy, I would be king now.
No, you're still a bastard.
No, King Henry legitimized his male heirs.
Oh, that sucks to you for you. Wow.
Because before Mary came to the crown, before Mary was to inherit the crown, there was a boy, but he died.
Not only is it role playing, ladies and gentlemen, you learned something. All right. Okay, so the door's open, and I'm assuming you're attacking with the golem. Or what?
Yeah, basically, okay. we doors open. So mm-hmm. while they're distracted with whatever that mm-hmm. thing.
Like, so basically, what basically happens is, as the golem rushes in, the doors open. It's like, what was that explosion? Like, you know, some people are like, and they see the golem rushing at them, going, and they try to close it. Give me a roll me a fortune to see if they close it beforehand.
The chariot.
Is that a...
I don't know. Let's see. What is the chariot? Yeah, it's a fortune parties. Fortune parties. Gets down and boogies. Okay.
They do close the door, but it doesn't matter. No. That's not used.
It's not used?
Hmm?
Oh, but I thought it was... Oh, yeah, no.
When you use it as a counter.
True. Yeah.
No, this is yours, so you keep it.
Oh, true. Awesome.
Okay. Basically, they close the door, but the at this point, the golem's a train and just... crashes through, and you see the people that were trying to close the door, but like flies left and right, and you see a bunch of guards like, "Wah!"
Okay, I guess we have a side door to go through, huh?
Excellent. I really need to get myself one of those.
Side dooring it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go to this side door.
Yeah,
the one that we just created.
Oh, so you okay? The plan
okay, no, because she
went to the back door. Yeah, and he's going to the front door.
Yeah, I'm going. I went.
There's
to
no
front
side
door.
Oh, fuck that then. Yeah, I'm going forward.
Okay.
Run! Forward!
Actually, I'm sending because I've still got people. I'm sending at least two of because we okay. How many total do I have? I have the golem
mm-hmm.
and I have
two gunners
swords. And two swords. Yes. Right?
And a master, a guy.
And the cabal, but that guy and the golem are one and the same for all effects and purposes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna keep the gunners, but I'm sending two of the swords guys because gunners will tend to pick out swords when they once they
yeah like as shots. Soon as they shoot the one shot they're gonna bring out the swords
yeah
anyway.
So the two sword guys I'm sending them with her
well they'll have to roll stealth as well
they're probably not very stealthy aren't they. I wanted to give you backup but
no this is better this way
alright then you do what you gotta do
with my sleeves filled with knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alright, well then my small army advances basically.
Okay, and you're in the back. You're with them, going forward. And I'm gonna say, yeah, the fight is on.
Yeah,
we'll get to that in a second. You're in the back. Where exactly are you looking for?
What was I looking for back here? Why did we want someone to go in the back?
Find the guy to kill the guy to find the.
Oh yeah, I would imagine. All right, you said if you're the evil mastermind, you send your minions towards the explosions. The head of the organization is going to try to get away from all that.
Exactly.
So I'm searching for Esposito.
done and done. While they're fighting in the background, give me a shines or a smiles.
Smiles.
Smiles. I'm gonna cut that with your stealth roll. So you go in, and you slowly search through the areas. You notice a side room, and it's a cracked open, so you'd have to try to open it and make any noise. You notice somebody trying to pack random stuff up.
Yeah, he's trying to pack stuff up. That's great for him. I want to kind of push it, so I'm not barging in. I want to make sure that this is Esposito. So I'm going to try. I'm hoping that he's not looking when the door happens to creak open a little bit more.
Give me another shines. Or smiles.
Smiles.
Okay. Luckily, it was well-oiled. So it opens up pretty well, and he's still distracted. It's Esposito, and he's packing some strange stuff into his bag. And you notice the window outside is open. You have a feeling that as soon as he's done doing what he's doing, he's gonna get the hell out of there.
I'm going to throw one of my knives as a warning shot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get his bag or something. I don't want to actually try to kill him, but I want to be you need to stop.
A sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
A warning shot? Okay, yeah. Give me a throw.
Nope. Fail.
Alright. You throw it, and you try to make it dramatic, and hitting right next to his head, it just falls kind of clatters to the floor. I think you slept something on your finger or something like that. he turns around.
I think you should stop what you are doing. You have more pressing matters to be concerned about. Like the small army at your front door.
Who the hell are you?
I am...
What are you doing in my house?
I am stopping an agent of evil, I believe, was the name of this plan.
Ancient... Stop ancient evil, plan A.
Agent of evil.
Agent of evil. All right, give me one second.
Just one second, I'm just...
I don't have all night.
Okay.
Just saying.
Speaks being facts to me. Just it's my monologue. We had to change some things, okay? Okay, here it is.
It's like, you. Give me a... Take a card for me, please. What is it?
It's the knave.
Automatic failure? Is it a frown?
No, it is a smile.
Okay. Oh, it's a smile?
Well, if a knave can smile.
Oh, a knave can smile. Okay. All right, then. Then I'm saying, well, smile for you, so that's good. So what I want to say is, as he's talking, he smiles. All right. He's talking. He's like, you rossers! Spit something out. Feels like you're hit in the face.
Oh.
And you take 3 points of damage. It feels like every part of your body is getting, stretched all over the place.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there was no chance to try to dodge that.
Nah, really. No.
Nah, because it's like,
yeah. Yeah. And as he spits it out, he picks up your knife and he's rushing at you.
That's not cool. Do I have enough dexterity left to try to throw something back at him?
Well, you already used your turn.
I do have quick draw.
So I'm gonna let it have one more.
Yay! One more attempt to throw. No.
Boo.
Nice.
And that's my fortune frowns.
Nice. I was thinking, that's a perfect card for sneaking in and throwing a knife at somebody.
It's like fate wants to screw you.
Yeah.
Right now. Alright, so you basically waste your turn trying to get thrown a knife, but he's able to get out of the way, and he just goes up and slices with a very nice looking dagger. So I'm going to say it's...
Oh, so he's using his dagger, he wasn't using one of my knives?
Yeah, you're a piece of crap. So I'm going to say, I believe stolen it's 6 knives. Plus half his body. And he's not a tough guy, so I'm going to say 9 damage.
Nope.
And since
poor people don't get armor.
And once he slices you, knows you're damaged, he's just gonna try to kick you and then run.
Okay.
Okay. You accept that?
I guess.
I mean, are you gonna try to dodge out of the way?
Yeah, I can.
Alright. Roll it for me. Roll a dodge.
Nope.
He's gonna kick you to the floor and he's gonna run for the window.
Can I try to do a grapple?
He kicked you to the floor.
Well, I know, but I'm on the floor. I'm gonna grab his ankle.
Okay, I'll let it.
I know there's rules for grappling.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Maybe it's hand. I don't know.
Grappling. I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
You just had one. I had a D1
out. Well, I kind of just made it up as I went along.
Son of a bitch.
I can go along with the make it up rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I just do a straight strength test. Do a straight strength test. And we'll figure out the real rules later.
Temperance. No, don't have.
Okay.
You try to grapple him. Fortune weeps.
You try to growl and he's noticed and he just kicks you in the face and then keeps running and he's out the window.
Did he grab his stuff?
Hmm?
Did he manage to grab his stuff before he left?
Give me a...
Find out.
You have good ideas. I can't say.
Eight of swords, fortune frowns.
No, he's able to grab his stuff and
leave
the door.
Damn it.
Through the window.
Fate
is not kind to you today.
Mm-hmm.
I should have brought my horse, so I could have grabbed my horse and I could have chased after him. Because then I could trample him.
I don't think your horse would
You have horsemanship?
Stampy.
Yes, I have horsemanship.
Alright, fine. Alright. Where was I? Alright, basically, at the end of that, after your face kicked in, I'm not going to bother with the baby. It was only a few guys. You were able to crush them with the golem and everything, and they go through the door. And then you see her on the floor.
Yeah. Move forward.
He gathered. I'm speaking like, imagine like my mouth is bleeding. He gathered a bag of things. I couldn't see what it was, and he went out the window there.
I look outside the window. He's gone.
He's
sure.
gone.
But not for long. I track.
Roll. I was gonna say tracking was a skill.
And
someone
I have
took
it.
That. Awesome.
I actually took tracking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's bad. Yep. A himper front.
Frowns or smiles?
It's mega fail.
Oh. Weeps. Wow, that's a weeps.
Yeah.
You knew he was gone as soon as you leapt out the window. Oh, that's... Yeah. Next case.
What card is that?
Himper front. Do you have it?
I do.
Yeah, that would have been...
You can use your...
Borrowed Trouble. Give me
trouble. So now you have his use it as a fortune counter. Nice. This game fun.
I am going to but I do not know where he went. That is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got away. I mean, we got his place, we got his people, and we probably don't want to be here by the time the guards get here.
Mm-hmm. Bring his people. Are they any of alive?
Mm. Are they?
You guys were really...
We were thorough.
You guys were thorough. Give me a fortune.
Let's find
smiles,
out.
Yes.
Swords, which is a smiles for me. So, yeah.
One of them's still alive, but barely.
Okay.
We grab him. We really don't have time to interrogate him here.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him into the carriage or whatever we brought him in, and we're going to try to interrogate him. We need him alive, so could you try to do some...
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna use my medicine to see if I can at least keep him from bleeding out, stabilize.
Okay.
So, medicine is 8. An 8, which with wands, it's a frowns, but it makes it, so...
Okay, now roll to see how much damage.
How much damage? 2.
How much do you heal him?
Alright, let's see. And cups, which is a smiles for me.
Smiles? That's half his body, actually. You do a pretty good job.
Well, so it's either really great or just one miserable point, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's fortune weeps, you do 3 blood damage. Fortune frowns, you do just 1 hit point. Fortune smiles, you do half his body. Fortune shines, you do
He's
full body.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Okay. I get it now.
Quick.
Yeah, when it works.
When it works, yes.
All right, so he's stabilized, and he's doing a lot better, and he's tied up.
Okay.
And, okay, so as the carriage moves and we get away, and... we don't not want to be here when the cars arrive.
Yeah.
If you've got any extra time, I could use some medical attention to.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you do your interrogation. I'm gonna use my medicine then on her too. All right. So let's see.
So roll to see if it works.
And 8, I totally make it.
Okay.
And let's see how much you get. Swords, which is a smiles.
You get half his body.
Half
my. Oh no, half your body.
I was gonna say. Why does it matter how much I have?
2.
So half your body is back.
Yeah.
I'm
up to 9.
Nice.
I'm the healer of the party.
Mm-hmm. He's gone.
Dispel the demon. He has a demon inside him.
Oh yeah, doesn't he though? All right. Jeez, should have making me earn my keep here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hebrew, which is again is an 8, And Ace totally make
it. Oh yeah, you totally make it. You feel it. And you see the guy burp. Guy burps so funny.
I don't know. I was like, I did not know if you realized this, but you were about to die. My friend
there. I know you were going to kill me.
No. You had a demon inside you.
What?
Your friend. He had a demon inside him. It ripped at his throat on the way out. The man you are working for is working for a dark agent who is able to do this. It's a failsafe to keep you from talking to us, because you're going to talk to us. Because we don't really care what happens to you. Mm-hmm. Which means we don't care if you live, but we don't really care if you die. Mm-hmm. So let's just speak like you. You're a businessman. You're here because you're being paid, were you not?
Yes.
You're just a mercenary.
Yes.
You have no allegiances to him.
Yes.
Good.
I mean, no. No allegiance. Yes. No. Don't kill him.
We will not kill you. This is what we'll do. You answered questions. If I feel that you're being truthful, I will let you live. If I feel that you are insulting me and insulting my good faith, faith that I borrow from my good, then I'm going to have to end your life. So do not do that, please.
Oh, okay.
Do you know... Do you know your... First, do you know your boss is working for a dark god? Did you know?
No, I guess.
Did you see that he was working on anything strange?
He kept to himself most of the time.
Okay. Second question. There is a man who came in the carriage with last night. He came to visit the boss. Do you know who it was?
No.
You've never seen him before?
No.
Okay. Keep your deception open.
Okay.
Do you know who he was? Okay. Do you know of any other safe houses that he might have?
I do not know of many safe houses.
But you do know of some?
He went to many areas. I'm not sure which was safe or which was visiting areas.
Is there a close...
We were guards. We went wherever he went.
So there was no safe houses that you know
not,
of?
Not that I know of, no.
Personal friends nearby?
He did not squat much to speak with people.
Okay.
It's business.
Your boss has run.
Like a coward.
Like a coward, yes.
So we won't get paid?
You will not get paid.
Oh, that's going to suck.
That is going to suck.
I feel your pain.
I'm trying to think of anything else to ask this infidel, but he does not seem to have any useful information.
Yeah, that's like Esposito, like this guy's big and dumb.
Okay. Do you know if he kept anything hidden in his place?
I would not know.
Okay. Do we release him then?
I suppose
he's useless to us.
Yeah, I mean, he already knows he's not getting paid. Mm-hmm. If anything, he could be useful if he feels brave enough to try and, you know, take revenge on not getting paid. So, oh, good luck to you.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm opening up the carriage door as we're riding and kicking
out. Yeah, you know, I healed half his body. He'll live.
Nice. Okay. So you're not gonna search his place before you head out, or?
I mean, we can't really hang out. Yeah, you know, we cannot afford to have the guards find us there.
But you're right. You're very much right.
Unfortunately, okay. it's
But we
it's
do
not
need
profitable.
To get in there afterwards. After they search the place, we do need to find and have a chance to search the home then.
Okay, so after you open the door and kick his ass out, he starts rolling. He's like, ah!
Right, so we need to go back at night or prove that this man has perform some sins against your god to get his possessions out of his possessions.
Well, that's why I pay the girl here good money. She can sneak around.
Sneak, sneak.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm going to give you a list of stuff to read off of. And you're going to search for it. Yes?
No.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You do not educate your woman here?
Oh, education is expensive.
Oh.
If you describe what it is you are looking for, I
look for the map. It's a map, and there's a big, giant X, and
This is what
I do not know
words,
what an X is.
This is what the words look like. if you could find the thing.
What makes you think that he's whatever language you've written in is the language?
Yeah, you just wrote hideout in Arabic.
I'm just being facetious. My character does not know how to find this guy. I mean, technically, my best bet was to go and find the tracks, but I guess the best thing I can do is to go in with you and search the apartment like later on tonight for any clues of where he might go.
Okay.
If anybody else wants to come, but that's the best that I can do.
Sounds like a plan. I think we're kind of at a dead end.
Okay, and what are you planning to do?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, I can't do much else, unfortunately. Until we get more information.
Could you look?
You have your hands and money. He clearly perhaps wishes to hide or get passage out of city.
It's worth a shot.
Could you put out word that he is being sought by you? He is skipping on a loan.
There we go.
Because you bought his debt. You tied this around.
Oh, he did buy his debt. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Alright. So you didn't have to forge anything.
Alright. First for me.
Alright.
Let's do exactly that. Basically, mm-hmm. Send out word as a merchant, I would have contacts with all the all the groups that handle bringing things in and out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, put out a that there's a reward for anybody that lets me know about this character Esposito trying to get passage out of town.
Okay, I'll let that thing happen. I'm going to say, right. It's going to take you till maybe the end of the next day to figure out what's going on there.
All right.
Okay.
But at least, do that.
Okay. And it's going to take, you say, you can't, tonight, because with all the murders going on, it might make it, but like, eventually you'll be able to go into the house. Like, say the next night, you can go in and maybe sneak in. So, yeah.
Just resting up, restore any HP?
Yeah. It's a day, so you get one hit point a day, I think.
I mean, I can heal.
The day has passed. So you can heal. Try to heal them again.
I mean, how much do you still need?
Nine.
Well, I can try. I mean, after once morning hits, I can roll healing again.
I would appreciate that. As
yeah.
Well.
So, am
so
I,
let's just heal
yeah,
them
just
again.
Do it. All right. So, medicine, you first. Six. I make it. And discs is pentacles. That's a frown. So, unfortunately, you only get one. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you... I'm out of bandages, apparently.
Is it your...
Queens, it's another
Can you only attempt to try to heal me a day, or can you just...
It's probably just one attempt. Yeah, if I fail, it's like it didn't work.
Yeah.
It's like your wounds are too deep.
But you get one plus one because a day has passed.
Yeah. So you do at least get that.
Yeah.
Your pencil's right there.
For.
Take your pencil back. Okay.
And you know what? Just in case it's useful, because I do own a horse, next time we go out, I'm riding my own damn horse.
Okay. What do you keep as your horse?
If he's got a coach...
You're poor.
No, I'm allowed to have a nag. And I figured that if he's got a place to keep a carriage, which would be drawn by horses, I would be able to tie my horse up there, too.
I'll accept that.
Maybe I have to pay like a fee to feed my own horse. But.
No, he's not that greedy. I mean, probably just cut your pay a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have my nag.
What's
it has
name?
31 hit points. It is stronger than I am.
It's a horse. Horses are generally stronger than
people. Yeah, pretty
there.
Much.
Jesus Christ! 31 hit points. Send it into battle.
That's
some swords
the plan.
On its side.
Yeah.
What?
Nice.